time to talk a bit of basketball now because Kyle Adam has re-signed with the South East Melbourne Phoenix. We heard about Mitch Creek the other day, and now Kyle is the latest to sign on, and he joins us now. Kyle, congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Two more years, an easy decision?
Yeah, very easy decision from my end. Absolutely love the heartland, obviously home for me, so cannot wait for what the future holds.
And how have you recovered from the final series? Obviously, it was played interstate. We couldn't get to see that terrific series with United at home. But when you look back on it now, with the dust settling, what were your thoughts?
Look, I mean, it was definitely disappointing for us. We believed going into that series that, you know, we definitely could have won. And I think game two and three showed sort of where we were at as a group, obviously to come up. You know, 17 points in the second quarter in a game three, and to lose that's really disappointing, especially after all the things that we'd been through throughout the year. And, yeah, it was an incredible season nonetheless, and I think, you know, a team in its second year, very impressive to be one game off a grand final. But we know it's not unfinished business for us.
So, Kyle, what's the state of the rest of the roster going into the off-season? Obviously, Mitch Creek has recommitted. He had a player option, and he's committed to that. What's the state of the rest of the roster, and who needs to re-sign?
Look, I think I'm not 100% sure. Obviously, all the front office will take care of all that, but I know as a group we want to try and keep as many of our guys together as we can. I think one thing we've seen in the history of this league, you know, the Perth, the New Zealand, you know, United now, it's the ability to keep guys together and building that chemistry and core. And I think we've done a great job of that the past 2 years. And I think that'll be a focus of our club for sure moving forward.
And your imports moving forward, it's been probably something that it's been okay, but it hasn't been probably the best. You look at, obviously, the good Perth Wildcats. You look at Bryce Cotton, how lucky they've been with him. What do you think happens there next season with your import situation?
Again, not too sure. I think Ben and Kiefer were phenomenal, and you know, if they came back, I think we showed that we can really push for a championship with that group for sure. So, as I said, obviously it'll be left to the front office, and they'll do a great job of recruiting as they always do.
You've had a taste of Boomers basketball over the years. How close do you feel you are to being a permanent member of that team?
I mean, I still think I'm probably, you know, a couple of steps away from being a permanent member. I've, you know, got things that I definitely need to work on as a player. But, you know, I'm confident. It's definitely a goal of mine. And, you know, I've always wanted to dream bigger. And I think the Boomers is really high on my list. And having a little taste of it definitely fires you up. But to be in those major tournaments is obviously an incredible thing. And I think that's number one for me in terms of my career and individual goals.
So the off season now for you, what's that going to involve? Are you going to have a complete rest from basketball? Are you going to look to play somewhere? What's the plan?
I'm going to have a rest at this stage. I think you know, I'll be in the gym pretty much flat out. That's pretty standard off season for me, trying to get up from 40 to 50 kilos. But just trying my best to put on a bit of weight and take care of my body. Obviously, it's a long season, so. One thing, touch wood, I've always been, you know, pretty niggle-free, and think that's a great way to stay, and that's because of the work kind of in the off-season, so that'll be number one for me. And then, yeah, just surfing down the beach, trying to enjoy some time away from the game as well, but I'll definitely be cranking to the gym work and stuff, and we'll start as a group pretty soon as the next season starting just in October.
Now, I know it's hard for you to cheer for United. They've got a 2-0 lead going into Friday's game against Perth. Do you see them finishing it on Friday, or do you think Perth have got something up their sleeve still?
It's going to be interesting. I mean, it's tough to cheer for either team, to be honest. But I think, you know, a 2-0 lead is pretty solid coming in with three games at home. So, you know, I think United will get the series, but I wouldn't count out the heart of a champion. Perth has been so great for so many years. So for them to put up a fight, I definitely don't think you can count them out. But yeah, it's going to be a great series to finish off, and to finish it in Melbourne potentially for United, I'm sure they'll be absolutely stoked with that.
Kyle, congratulations on re-signing, staying with the Phoenix, as you said. You're hoping to get as many to stay on board and go that next step next year. Hopefully that happens. And as always, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Kyle Adnam joining us there.